WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's clear to partly cloudy and 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies here today with a high of 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In area news, an Elliott man was being held in Montgomery County Jail Thursday night following his arrest for failure to appear in court on an original charge of OWI second offense. Montgomery County Sheriff's Department said 32-year-old Joshua Dwayne Moan of Elliott was arrested at around 10:40 p.m. Moan was being held in the jail on $2,000 bond. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Well, a man was injured when he was struck by a train while watching another train pass by in Council Bluffs. The man, who wasn't identified, was hit by the train Thursday afternoon. Police say he'd been standing near the westbound tracks in the area watching an eastbound train pass when he was struck by a westbound train. Bluffs Police Sergeant Jason Bailey said the man suffered an injury to his arm. It took the train several seconds to stop after it hit the man. It wasn't immediately known how fast that train was traveling. A bystander says he saw the man under the train after the accident. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County say a Shelby County man was injured during a single vehicle accident Wednesday morning about 4 miles south of Shelby. 63-year-old Larry Sheeler of Tennant was traveling south on 380th Street at around 11:30 a.m. when he apparently suffered from a medical condition and blacked out. Sheeler's 1995 Cadillac hit a fence post before coming to rest in the east ditch near the intersection with Sycamore Road. The man was pinned in his vehicle and had to be extricated with the jaws of life by Shelby Fire and Rescue. Sheeler was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs for what were described as non-life-threatening injuries. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is investigating a fish kill that affects up to 2 miles of a creek near Vail in Crawford County. The DNR said the fish kill was reported Tuesday by the Crawford County engineer. Officials did a fish count on Wednesday. Mostly small fish, such as minnows and shiners, were killed. The agency did not release the number of fish killed, but said it was many. Up to 2 miles of Miller Creek were affected southeast of the Boyer River. The agency says the dead fish and a strong smell of manure indicate a recent manure application may be the cause of the fish kill. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is making an air quality watch list available to the public for the first time. The EPA watch list names alleged air pollution offenders who've been out of compliance without state or local resolution within 270 days. Jason Marcel with the DNR's Air Quality Bureau said the list used to be for internal use only.
They made a decision here recently to make that, what they call the watch list, more publicly available. I think it is in response to numerous requests, Freedom of Information Act requests for that list.
And he says a few Iowa firms have shown up on the list in recent months.
The expectation from EPA to the state or local level is that any type of enforcement actions are processed in a timely manner. And so, yeah, this watch list is being a check on that for when that time period is exceeded.
The EPA now publishes the watch list on its website. The September list included Griffin Pipe Products of Council Bluffs, Diamond V Mills in Cedar Rapids, and Grain Processing Corporation in Muscatine. Only Griffin Pipe remained on the list in October. Marcel said enforcement for Griffin Pipe has been turned over to the EPA because water quality violations are also involved. State ethics regulators have dismissed a complaint that claimed a member of the Environmental Protection Commission shouldn't take part in regulating the livestock industry because of its close ties to such operations. The Ethics and Campaign Financial Disclosure Board voted unanimously Thursday to dismiss the complaint filed against Brent Rathstetter. Rastetter drew criticism when he voted in June to scrap a proposed toughening of clean water regulations. Groups such as Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement, which filed the complaint, had argued that's a conflict because Rastetter owns a business that builds large livestock operations that are required or regulated under the clean water laws. ICCI is a frequent critic of the livestock industry. The panel voted 6-0 to dismiss the complaint. A pipeline leak has forced officials in Dexter to ask residents there to limit their water use. Workers had begun repairs yesterday, but it was uncertain when they would be finished. Mayor Jerry Stiles said the leak began Thursday in a pipeline that runs 6 miles from a well near Redfield. The water quality was not affected. And officials of the Atlanta Community School District reported yesterday another bomb threat was discovered and reported to the office at the Atlantic Middle School. In a statement released at around 11:15 a.m. Thursday, the district said the Atlantic Police Department was notified. Police have searched the building and feel the building is safe. The middle school staff and students have been evacuated for a short period of time as a precautionary measure, and the school district will continue to work with local law enforcement to ensure the safety of all students in the district. Atlantic Police Lieutenant Dave Erickson said yesterday there was no reason to believe the threat was real.
We've interviewed a few kids, and we've searched the building, and I mean, we're taking precautions, but it's not credible. The building is cleared. There is nothing. Nothing's credible enough for it. I mean, there's nothing.
1 week ago yesterday, a similar bomb threat was discovered at the Atlantic Middle School, and one student, a 12-year-old male, was arrested on a charge of making a terrorist threat. There's no reason to believe, said Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green, that the same individual was involved in yesterday's threat. On October the 5th, a bomb threat was discovered at the Atlantic High School, and no arrests have been made in connection with that incident. News time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, 57-year-old Al Wernemont of Atlantic died Sunday. Funeral services for Al Wernemont will be today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church here in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Dorothy Liddell, age 94, of Harlan, died November 2nd. Funeral services for Dorothy Liddell will be today at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dr. John Hennessy, age 93, of Manila, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Dr. John Hennessy will be today at 2 p.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. 82-year-old Frank A. Howie of Ridgeway, Missouri, and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Frank Howie will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Elmer Stenstrom, age 85, of Coon Rapids, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Elmer Stenstrom will be on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids has arrangements. Roger Wright, age 69, of Lewis, died Monday. Funeral services for Roger Wright will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jane Miller, age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Sunday. Memorial services for Jane Miller will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Ralph Chiz Jones, age 94, of Audubon, died October 17th. A celebration of life service for Chiz Jones will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Audubon High School Auditorium. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. 87-year-old Dean Smith, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Services for Dean Smith will be Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And John Benick, age 95, of Missouri and formerly of Manila, died Monday. Funeral services for John Benick will be next Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.